Hezek Rishme Hezek from the Mishnah Daf Hey. But the Mishnah says Kosel Fatzah Shenafa Mechavenos Olivnos Sadal Adamus. So the impression you get is that there could be a chiyuv. We can obligate them to rebuild the wall that fell down. It sounds like Hezek Rishme Hezek. So the Gemara answers Nafal Shiny, but Nafal is different. Nafal is different. So we were talking about the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Why is it that that Nafal is different? So Rashi says Shifan Nisratzu Harishona Bekosel. That the original ones, the original owners were Nisratzu Bekosel, so therefore they created this chiyuv to build the Kosel. So even the buyers, the second owners of the Chatzar, have to rebuild the wall. That's what Rashi wanted to say. Tosfos disagreed. Tosfos said Nafal Shani Shehurgulu Lasos Divrei Hatznei Bechatzar, that because they're Rogel Lasos Divrei Hatznei, they created a regilus to do Dvarim Shel Tznius in the Chatzar. So therefore, Hezek Riyash Mehezek, Dafka over here, Hezek Riyash Mehezek. It's not because Nisratzu Rishonim Bekosel. So we discussed at great length what exactly bothered Tosfos and Rashi. A number of the Mefarshim, Aram, the Shifun Kobetzes, a number of the Mefarshim ask a lot of kashas on the Rashi. First of all, what do we care about the Rishonim? Care about what they agreed to? That their agreement is between the two of them. Why should that affect the next owners? And the truth is, there is a Girs in Rashi that doesn't have Rishonim. But even if we don't... Even if you assume that it's these individuals themselves who built the Kosel, it's still difficult, because if we say that the fact that they agreed to build the Kosel requires them to rebuild the Kosel if it falls, then why Dafka until Dalet Amos and not taller than Dalet Amos? And secondly, why Taka should there be a Chiyuv to rebuild the Kosel? What they agreed to build the Kosel La'olam, they agreed for the first Kosel. What does that mean? There's an agreement that every time the Kosel falls down, they're gonna rebuild the Kosel. So we pointed out, Rabbi Yonah and the Ramban both seem to be learning that the idea of Nafal Shani, according to Rashi, is that it's not that they agreed to build the Kosel. They really agreed to be Mesalik the Hezekriya. Even according to the Mandama, Hezekriya Lav Shmei Hezek, that means in general that people are not makbid on Hezekriya. But if these individuals are Ratsu, if they're Ratsu live in this Kosel, then what they're saying is that they do take the Hezekriya significantly. So they basically agree to always be Mesalek, the Hezekriya that exists. So that Chiyuv is gonna put an obligation on them even if the Kosel falls down, because they have a Chiyuv La'olam Vayah to be Mesalek Hezekriya. But that would also explain why there's a difference between Dalet Amos as opposed to taller than Dalet Amos, because regarding the Chiluk of the Kosel that's taller than Dalet Amos, there was never an agreement to be Mesalek Hezekriya, because you don't really need that part of the Kosel to be Mesalek Hezekriya. So that part of the Kosel was just a Heskim. There was an agreement to build a Kosel. So that agreement only applies to the first Kosel. It doesn't apply to future Kosel. But the part that's below Dalet Amos, we can reinterpret what they're saying, that they really agree to be Mesalik Hezekriya, and that's why the Chiyuv Taka is going to be Lola. This is the Maram and the Rosh and Shifu and the Kubetz is trying to explain Rashi. The Marsha has a very different approach as to why Tosfos didn't want to learn like Rashi. What does the Marsha say? Let's turn to the Marsha. It's a very eye-opening approach that at first glance seems very difficult. Marsha says, "V'lo nichalahu keperish Rashi, the hamedinafal v'hayasham kvar kosel, eino mucho shenitzratzu kvar bekosel." The Marsha says what bothered Tosfos is that Rashi is assuming Kevin Shnitzratzu Rishonim or Kevin Shnitzratzu Osam, the ones who own the Chotzer, since they were the Sratzu in the first Kosel, so therefore there's a chiyuv to rebuild the Kosel if it falls. The Tosfos says, who claims that they built the Kosel together? Who claims that this was a case of Nisratzu? Does it say in the Mishnah Nisratzu? Does it say in the Mishnah Nisratzu? That seems like a very strange statement. Does it say Ratzu in the Mishnah? What do you think? Does it say Ratzu in the Mishnah? It does, but it doesn't. Explain.
Our Mishnah,
good Akiva. Our Mishnah does say Ratzu. Hashefen Shratzu Lasos Mechitza Bechatzim. But the Mishnah that the Gemara is quoting over here on the base, that's the Mishnah from Daf Hey. Mishnah Daf Hey doesn't say anything about Ratzu. It's interesting. You know, you could say that the Mishnah Daf Hey is a Hemshech of our Mishnah. It's not really, because there's a Mishnah Dalet Amid Beis that breaks up between the two of them. So it's not such a Hemshech. So because it's not a hemshach, it's interesting that it doesn't say anything about ratz over here. If it's dafka in the case of ratz, so the mission should have started ashefen shvatz lasas mechitza b'chatzah or some kind of lashon like that. That if ratz lasas mechitza and then nafam, right? Kosel chatzah shiratzu livnos ve'achakach nafam. I just add a little bit to say ratzu. It doesn't say ratzu in that mission. There's no mention of ratzu. Zokta Marsha, that's what bothered Tosfos. Because it doesn't say ratzu in the Mishnah later on, how does Rashi know this ratzu rishonah v'kosel? How does he know that there was any kind of a ratzu? Maybe there wasn't a ratzu. Maybe one was konis l'tok shalom. It's talking about a chatzah sheyeshbo din chaluka. So it's yeshbo din chaluka, so then he can build the kosel if he wants to. Right? Each one has their own chelik of the property. Right? They can certainly force each other to take a chelik of the property, because it's yeshbo din chaluka. So maybe one was konis l'tok shalom, he built the wall himself. So how can we force the other guy to rebuild the wall? Who says that he built the wall in the first place? The lo dami l'nafal d'ktani b'mashnis, then the kevin d'ktani b'rotzum meikara yesh lanu lomar d'nafal v'adayin anu zochrim shehiknu zeh lozeh k'mashakos v'atos esla'el avul hocha lo katani b'rotzum. What's he saying? What's the naflu? What naflu? The kevin d'ktani b'rotzum meikara Lodami l'nafal d'ktani b'masnis, and the kevin d'ktani b'rotzum meikara yesh lanu lomar d'nafal v'adayin anu zochrim shehiknu zeh lozeh. He's saying the word nafal appears in two Mishnahs. Not only does it appear in Daf Hei, it appears in Daf Beis also. We just haven't gotten to that part of the Mishnah. Right? The Mishnah by us says Hashuv and Shrotz Lasses Mechitza B'chatzah Banas Echosel Be'emtzah etc. Right? And then it says Lefikachim Nafal Akosel Hamakom V'Ha'avonim Shalshnei. So there's a nafal over here also. So if there's a nafal over here also, so then the assumption is that the halacha of nafal is going to be the same. So he says no. The case of nafal in our Mishnah, since it says ratzu in our Mishnah, so we understand. If nafal, so then we know, right, the assumption is if there was a ratzu, and we remember that there was a ratzu, that they both agreed to build the kosel, so therefore if nafal, then they get to split the wall. Why are they splitting the wall? Because apparently we know that they both built the wall. If we can assume that they didn't build the wall, so then why would they split the wall? It's going to relate to the Gemara Dav Dalit. Okay. But just simply, right, the reason why the Makom and the Avonim is split by both of them is because Mistamo was talking about a case where we do remember that it was Ratsu. So if we do remember that it was Ratsu, so then it makes sense that each one should get a part of the wall. But the Nafal later on Dav Hei, is not in the context of Ratsu. It doesn't say anything about Ratsu. So why does Rashi assume the reason why Kosel Chatzah Shenoflu Mechayim Asa Livnos Adalaramas is because Nisratzu Rishon V'Kosel? How do we even know that Nisratzu Rishon V'Kosel? Maybe one of them was Konis L'Tosh Shalom and he built by himself. So how can we force the other guy to rebuild the wall? Zokta Marsha, that's what bothered Tosfos. Tosfos says you can't learn like Rashi because I don't really see that Rashi's pshat is licked in the verit of the Mishnah. Is it lying in the words of the Mishnah? Do we really see that from the Mishnah? Not necessarily. Not necessarily. It doesn't say in the Mishnah Beferish that it was Nisratzu. There was no Ratzu over then, maybe. Maybe one of them was Konis L'Tosh Shalom, and that's it. Says the Marsha, that's why Tosfos didn't want to learn like Rashi. What's difficult about the Marsha is, let's plug the Marsha into Tosfos. So what is Tosfos saying? Tosfos has a different pshat. So what is Tosfos saying? Tosfos says, since Hurgalu Lasus Divri Atznei B'chatzah, so therefore they can force each other to build a wall. Right? Even Manda Mehezek Riyash Mehezek, but Hurgalu Lasus Divri Atznei B'chatzah, so now it's like a Hezek Riyash Mehezek, right? They've created a circumstance where now the Hezek Riyash is significant because they've gotten used to it.
If you plug it back to Tosfos, then let's say me and my friend have a Kotel Shetmit, or have this
Chatzah,
yeah. I try to get him to build a wall, and Bill does this, and he doesn't want to. So I'm close to Shalom. I build a really bad wall with cheap money, and we become poor Bill Akas. Then if it falls, now all of a sudden I can force him to put a wall. Bill knows.
Exactly. Exactly. What should come out, according to the Marsha's Prat and Tosfos, is that I can force someone else to rebuild a wall if it falls. Right? As long as Hurgal Ulasos Divrei Tznius B'chatzer, so now we have a new Mechaif. It's a racket. right? If I want to build a wall and someone else doesn't want to build a wall, so I can just be konis otoh shali, build a cheaper wall, as Akiva says. I'll build a cheaper wall. And then if we get used to doing divrei tzniyos in the chatzer, so then now I can claim, well, hezekri shmei hezek for us, even if normally hezekri allow shmei hezek, but here, since we got used to it, since I got used to it, so it is a hezek, and I am makbid on it, and it makes sense. So then we should have to build a wall together. I can force him to build a wall. A tremendous chiddush. Really a pella. Really a pella. This is a kasha that the Chazon Ish is. A lot of achronim had trouble with the marsha. Where's the Chazon Ish? Big Chazon Ish here. Pirish marsha. Ulafize mecha konas atol shalo ubana ve'achach nevel kos lekofe achakach lachavero. The lamed is cut off. Lachavero libnos ima machmas ezekria kevin shorgu lasos mili ve'etznea ve'lo mestaber di'ahezen margalatz ve'bemili ve'etznea v'yachayev bazes chavero libnos ima. Come on. It's not mestaber that you'll become rogel lasos divrei etznea, and as a result of that, you'll be mechayev the other guy to build a wall. How does that make sense? Big chiddush, right? Because if you plug the pshat, Tosis is learning that maybe we're talking about a situation, since it doesn't say ratzu in the Mishnah, maybe we're talking about a situation where konas latol shalom. But if konas latol shalom, then how does Tosis pshat make any more sense than Rashi? Tosis is bothered with Rashi. How can Rashi learn Fanas Ratzu Rishonah? And maybe it's Konas Adol Shalom. But if Konas Adol Shalom, then Tosis Pat doesn't make sense either. Because why should the fact that they were Hurgalu Zez, they were Hurgalu Lazos Divrei Hatsneya, that should be Machayev them to rebuild the Kosel? But he brought it on himself, right? This one individual was Konas Adol Shalom. So because of his action, he was Margil Divrei Tzneas in the Chatzah. So now the other guy should be Chayev. The other guy should be Chayev to help him to build the wall. Pillay plaim. There's pillay plaim against Tosfos. Pillay plaim. So what does the Chazon Ish say? He doesn't resurrect the Marsha's Prat and Tosfos. He thinks it's very difficult. Very, very difficult. But the Pasha Pshat is, if one person built a wall by himself, no one would say that just because they were Nisragel to do Divrei Atzneya, that now the other guy's going to be forced to build the wall. That's very difficult to believe. So what talk is the Prat and Tosfos? So the Chazon Ish wants to suggest that maybe Tosis is not disagreeing with the Rashi completely. This is a new pshat. It's a new pshat. You know, you would have thought that what Tosis is just saying is that once there's Hurgal Ulasas Divrei Tzniyos in the Chatzis, that changes the whole equation. It changes the component of Hezekria in this Chatzis. That you can check that the din of Hezekria is a function of the circumstances on the ground. What is the Metzius in the particular location that you're in? In a place where they're not doing Divrei Tzniyos, a place which doesn't have a kosel, so then the man d'amar Hezekriah Lashmi has a good claim that we're not concerned about Hezekriah. But if the Hurgal Ulasos Divrei Tzniyos, so that totally changes everything. Now Hezekriah somehow becomes significant. But the question is, how did that happen? How did that happen? Are we talking about Konis Atos Shalos? It says the Chazon Ish, no. Tosus was not bothered completely with Rashi. Of course Tosus is assuming that Nisratzu Zelazeh. Right, it's got to be Nisratzu Zelazeh. But Tosus felt that wasn't enough. Nisratzu Zelazeh is not enough to explain the situation. Why? Because he was bothered with the Rosh's Kashis on Rashi. Right? If the Iker Chiv is because of Nisratzu Zelazeh, so why should we be Mechayev them to rebuild the Kosel? They only want Nisratzu to build one Kosel. They were Nisratzu to build one Kosel. They weren't Nisratzu to rebuild the wolf. So to that, Tosus says the following. Tosus doesn't give the answer that we gave, Rabbi Yonah's answer. He doesn't say, no, that they weren't Nisratza to build the Kosel. They actually were Nisratza to be Masalik Hezekriah. He doesn't say that. They were Nisratza to build the Kosel. But Afal Pikain, that Ritzui to build the Kosel is gonna turn into a Mechayev to rebuild the wall as well. Why? So Tosus says, since they were Hurgal Ulasos Divrei Neos in the Chotzer, so therefore, the Ritzui that they made in the beginning is Taka Mechayev them to rebuild the wall also. Why? So the Chazon Ish has two ways of saying it. Nira Kavanas Tosis, the Ainad of Ramukhra, the Ritz of the Hash, the Hushiba Nachasim La'olam. Bahayadin Nosin, the Yachalitam, Lonis Ratsetzi, El Al Kol Salacha. He starts up by saying that Tosis is troubled that who claims that a Ritzoy Dahashta, that the original Ritzoy is a Ritzoy La'olam? Who says that it's a Ritzoy La'olam Voya, that he wants to build a Kosel no matter how many times it falls down? That was the Kasha Tosis had in Rashi. Same Kasha as the Rosh had in Rashi. Elokevan Shnisrat Zalakosel Kfar Yodea Shigur Galamili Dehetsneya V'yishchai V'achagach Menadin Machmas Hezekriya. But when the person was Misratza to build a Kosel, he knew. He knew that they were going to be Rogel Lassos Divetsne and the Chatzer. He knew that it was going to lead to a situation where there would be a Regulus to do Divetsneas and the Chatzer. And once they're Hurglu Lassos Divetsneas, then the Hezekriah is more significant. The Hilkach Kofen also Achagach Mishum Hezekriah. What's he saying? I think what the Chazon Ish is saying is that even if the Ritzui of the individuals was only a Ritzui Dahashta, it was a Ritzui to build the first Kosel, but because that Ritzui was now Gorein, that they're going to do Divritznios in the Chotzer, it's Gorein that now there's a significant Hezekriah in the Chotzer. So because their Ritzui was Gorein the situation that now there is a Hezekriah, they're responsible to rebuild the Kosel. They're responsible for that new equation of Hezekriah. Right? Because they had a Ritzui Dahashta, even though their original Ritzui, right, their Ritzui Dimei Kara, their original Ritzui was only to build one wall. But because they knew, licked in the Ritzui, because they knew that that was going to lead to a situation where there would be a Regilus to do Divrei Tznius and the Chatzer, and that would create a situation of a Hezekriah, they can be held responsible for that situation. Because they knew from the beginning, even if the Ritzui was not a Ritzui La'olam, but because they knew from the beginning that through their Ritzui they would be created this Regilus to do Divrei Tznius and the Chatzer, they're held responsible for that change of circumstances. Even though the Ritzui de Meikar was only a Ritzui, one-time Ritzui to build a Kosel, but they're held responsible because they knew from the beginning that was going to lead to a change of the situation. That's the first pshat the Chazon Ish wanted to suggest. The Efsher, the Kevin the Sofein lo Chufo, Memela Ritzui de Hashta Havi Ritzui La'olam. The second point of the Chazon Ish is, maybe it's not just that he's responsible for the Gurama, for the fact that he caused the change of circumstances. With his original Ritzui, now he caused the change of circumstances, and he's responsible for that change of circumstances. No, maybe it's more than that. Maybe since he knows that the circumstances are going to change, the Ritzui de Meikara is really a Ritzui La'olam. We can reinterpret the Ritzui that really it's a Ritzui La'olam because he knows that it's going to be Mechayev. He knows that the circumstances are going to change. It's not that it's really a Ritzui de Meikara, it's a one-time Ritzui, but we hold him responsible because his Ritzui created a change of circumstances. No, because he knew that the circumstances are going to change as a result of the Ritzui, as a result of the binyan of the Kosel. So maybe it's viewed as a Ritzui La'olam. And if it's a Ritzui La'olam, then he's responsible not just because he was goring the current situation, but because the Ritzui originally was a Ritzui to rebuild the Kosel also. Just a further... Right, an extension of the original Chazon Ish. The first point of the Chazon Ish is that he's just responsible for his Ritzui de Meikar because it created a change of circumstances. The second pshat is since the person knows that it's going to create a change of circumstances, maybe the Ritzui de Meikar is viewed as a Ritzui La'olam that he's actually misratzet to rebuild the coast as many times as necessary. The Efsha says the Chazon Ish, the Bam is Zesha Hergel, the Mili, the Hetzneya, and a Mashanis Din Shiahekan Din Hezekriya. So now the Chazon Ish says, once you say that it's a Ritzui La'olam, then you don't have to say that the reason why they have to rebuild the Kosel is because now there's a change in the Hezekriah. Now the Hezekriah is Mechayev, the rebuilding of the Kosel. It's not the Hezekriah that's being Mechayev, it's a Ritzui La'olam that's being Mechayev. If you reinterpret his Ritzui as a Ritzui La'olam, so then it's the Ritzui itself that's Mechayev, the rebuilding of the Kosel. It's not that, you know, there's a change of circumstances, so now it's Hezekriah, now the Hezekriah is significant, and the Hezekriah is Mechayev. No, the Ritzui, the Meikara, was really a Ritzui to rebuild the Kosel as many times as is necessary. So it's the Ritzui that's Mechayev him. It's not the change of circumstances themselves that made it that the Hezekriah is significant, and the Hezekriah is Mechayev. The Ritzui itself is going to be Mechayev. Ella, Amdina and Daito, the Ritsuya, who la olam cave in the Argila, Vamili the Hetzne, Via Hechreach Livnot Mechadash. Says the Chazanish, Lefiza Pirish Rashi Vetosis, Choda Milsam. Comes out according to this Pshat, beautiful, that, you know, we don't want to make a machlokas Rashi and Tosis, we don't have to. The reality is Rashi and Tosis are saying two different things, but Zokta Chazanish, you really need both of them together. Because Rashi alone is not enough, you got the conscious of the rush. That if it's only a Ritzu de Meikara, so then why is that Mechayev to rebuild the Kosa? Tosus alone, that's not enough either, because just because they were Misragel, Bedivri Tznius, so now it should be Chayev to build the Kosa when it falls. Maybe there was no Ritzu, maybe they didn't do it together. Right? So if they didn't do it together, how can he be Mechayev? The answer is even Tosus is assuming that there was some kind of a Ritzu. But because the Ritzu is going to change the circumstances, so either he's responsible, that Ritzu makes him responsible to rebuild the wall, or the Ritzu, even though it was a Ritzu to make car, it was really only one time Ritzu, we interpret that as a Ritzu la'olam, even to build the wall if it falls, because he knew that his original Ritzu is going to lead to more. So therefore, it's a Ritzu even to rebuild the coastal, and he's chayav to do so, not because the Hezekria, the new circumstance of Hezekria is Mechayev him, but the Ritzui itself is going to be Mechayev him to build a coastal of his place. Questions? Yes?
This only works in the other gears of Rashi, right? If it's not Rishonim, it's if they both agree to Mitzvah.
You're saying putting Rashi and Tosis together.
Yeah.
Right. If you say Rishonim, no, why should it not work if you say Rishonim? If you say Rishonim, it just means that it all flows from the Rishonim. I mean, the Ritzui of the Rishonim would have been Mechai of them to rebuild the coastal if it falls. So that Chiyuv is going to be transferred to the Lukuchas. Right? It's the same thing, it's just it's one step removed. It starts earlier, but then it's going to transfer to the second parties anyway. Shlomo?
Can I just repeat the difference between the two?
Yeah, we can write them on the board. The first pshat of the Chazon Ish is that the Ritzu de Meikara is really just a Ritzu Livnos Kosel Efa. Achol Viodeya Sheyur Galu Lasos Divres Nios Bechatzah. Chayev Livnos Hakoso Shanafal Mipnei Shehu Goram L'Chashash Hezekri. The first part is that he had a one-time Ritzu. He agreed to build a wall. They both agreed to build a wall. That Ritzu is a Ritzu to build one wall. But because they know that that's going to lead to a change of situation, you could say heim chayav, right? Hu chayav, kol echad chayav to build the wall. Each one has to rebuild the wall because they were goring the change of situation. They were goring this chashash of Hezekiah. The ritzu was a one-time ritzu. You can't say, oh, it's a ritzu la'olam. It's not. It's not a ritzu to build a wall multiple times. They only agreed one time, but now they're held responsible for what they did. The ritzu created a change of circumstance, so they're held responsible for that grum. The second pshat is very simple. The Ritzui de Meikara Kevan She Yodea She Yurgalu Lasso Divayatsneya The Ritzui de Meikara Kevan She Yodea She Yurgalu Lasso Divayatsneya Choshev Keritzu La'olam. Even though he says, let's build, they both agree to build one kosel, but Lichten in that Ritzui is a Ritzui to build a kosel as many times as possible because he knows what's going to happen in the future. The first part is it's a Ritzui to make cards, a Ritzui to build only one kosel, but he's held responsible for for the circumstance that he created through that Ritzui. The second part is, no, it's a Ritzui La'olam. even though he only was misratzeh to build the kolzeh, but because he knows that it's going to lead to something else, we assume that he was talking misratzeh to rebuild the wall as many times as possible. Good? Okay, question.
Yeah, according to the Chazon Ish, how would we define Hezekiah? Because if we're operating within Hezekiah Lashmi Hezek, the original Ratzu is that they're suggesting themselves to a Hezekiah, but according to the Chazon Ish, which either way you look at it, he's saying that the end of the day is that either we're creating it as a Ratzu to go along, or they're treating it as that you're going to create a new Hezekiah that you're going to do Tzvarim Sinuim. So what is this Hezekiah that you're...
There's going to be some kind of Kpeda, right? There's going to be a circumstance where everyone should be Makpeh. The Manda Amra Hezekiah Lashmi Hezek, the Pashup Shat, we're going to get to the details as we continue, right? But the Pashup Shat and the Manda Amra Hezekiah Lashmi Hezek we're saying is that they're not Makpeh on the Hezekiah, right? But if they're in a circumstance where they're Rogel Lassos Divrei Tznius, then it makes sense that they should be Makpeh, right? It's like we turn the Manda Amra, we turn a circumstance of standard Hezekiah into super Hezekiah. Right, so it makes sense that they should be makbid. So if they, it makes sense that they should be makbid, so then there should be some kind of a chiyuv over here. There should be some kind of a chiyuv over here. But why should there be a chiyuv over here? The Chazon Ish says the simple pshat in Tosfos is that there's a change of circumstance and the Hezekiah itself is going to be machayiv. But you don't have to interpret Tosfos that way. You could say that according to Tosfos, it's not the Hezekiah that's machayiv. It's the Ritzu that's machayiv. It's the Ritzui itself that's Mechayiv. The Ritzui itself that's Mechayiv. If the Ritzui itself is Mechayiv, so then you're really combining Rashi and Tosfos together. Yeah, the simple Pshat and Tosfos is that the change of circumstance makes it that the Hezekiah somehow is more significant now. The problem with that is then one person should be able to put that Chiyuv on the other, which seems like a little difficult. Seems a little difficult. That's the Chazon Ish's Pshat and Tosfos. One more, Tobia.
So then, are you saying even according to Tosfos, the mission that we're quoting is only in a case where they built it together?
Ritzu, yes, Ratzu. Right. Even though it doesn't say Ratzu in the Mishnah, but that's what it would have to be. Right, exactly. Meaning Tosfos is learning with Rashi. He's going with Rashi, but he's getting a little bit more. Okay, let's go weiter to the next part of the sugya. And we'll see that actually the next part of the sugya is going to relate back to this point as well. The Gemara continues trying to ask kashas against the Manda Amar Hezekiah Lashmi Hezek. Toshma. Kofen also livnos beishagadeles lechotze. Mishnah Daf Zayin Amad Beis says that we force the Bnei Achotze to build beishar v'deles lechotze. What is a beishar? So Rashi says beishar shebonim kosel neged ashar ogol soviv. The Beishar is like they would at the entranceway to the chotzer. If you got some kind of a chotzer over here, so they build a building, right? But there's like a Pesach on the side. Pesach is on the side. It's not in the front. Pesach is on the side. It's not in the front. There's some kind of a Beishar that they have. Some kind of a Yeshua. Some kind of a beishar. It's not a beautiful picture. I don't know exactly why I have to show it to them, but right? There's some kind of a bias on the side. Rashi and Sukkot, Dav Gimel Amid Beis, defines that beishar is a makom for the shomer to sit. It's interesting that Rashi here in Bava Basra doesn't talk about a shomer at all. He talks about the fact that the makom is like ogol soviv. It's a little bit circular on the side, and they put a pesach kotam in atzad, so that the Bnei Rishon Sarab are not going to be able to see in. Rashi on the Gimel in Sukkah says that a Beishar is a makom for the Shomer to sit. Some of the Mefarshim say that the goal of the Shomer is to shoo the Bnei Rishon Sarab away, that they shouldn't come near the Chutz. So Rashi, the Gemara seems to say that this is preventing Hezekiah. The Beishar and the Delis are preventing Hezekiah. It sounds like Hezekiah Shmei Hezek. Because we're forcing him. There's no Ratzu over here. If there were a Ratzu, so then you could say, Hezekiah Lashmi Hezek, but Ratzu, but if there's no Ratzu, and nevertheless we can be confident to build a Beishar v'delis, it sounds like Hezekiah Shmei Hezek. The Zot the Gemara, Hezekiah the Rabbim Shani. Hezekiah the Rabbim is different to the Yochid Lo. Right? Hezekiah the Rabbim is different. Here we're talking about Bnei Rishus HaRabbim, looking into the Chatzah, so that Hezek somehow is worse. Says Rashi, "Hezeg the Rabbim shekol b'nei Rishis Rabbim mistaklim shum." All the b'nei Rishis Rabbim are going to look in, and that's a serious hezek. So even Laman da'amar Hezekriya lashmei hezek, he'd admit that Hezeg the Rabbim is worse, and there we'll say Hezekriya shmei hezek, and they can force each other. It's a very interesting shock of the Tayyad Gemara. I mean, I wouldn't have thought that this was a kasha b'chlam. That kofen also livnos beishar beishar v'delas. Is that a ride that Hezekriya shmei hezek? What are they building the beishar and the delas for? The Gemara thought that they're building it because of Hezekriah. What do you think they're building it for? What's the simple pshat in the Mishnah? Yes.
Security.
Security. Shmira. Security. Right, we're familiar with security. Security. Beishar, Delos. They don't want B'nai Rosh Hashanah to come in. The Delos is also because of Hezekriah. Pashur pshat is the Delos is if you had an open chatzim, then the B'nai Rosh Hashanah can come in. You have a Delos that maybe has a lock on it too, so they can't come in. That's not the way the Gemara clearly learned the Mishnah, right? The Gemara clearly learned the Mishnah that it's a Hezekriah problem. It's not exclusively a security issue. It's a Hezekriah problem. So that's why they wanted to bring a raya that Hezekriah Shmei Hezek. And it's kind of interesting that Rashi doesn't say anything about a shomer in the Beis Shar, as opposed to in Sukkah, where Rashi does say something about the shomer. Now, if he mentioned something about a shomer, you'd say, well, it's for Shmira. It's not for Hezekriah. Rashi doesn't pick on that, right? Maybe it's for both. Maybe that's the whole point. That Rashi says that the Beis Shar, it's not a binyan in the front just for the Shomer. They make it with the Pesach on the side. Why is the Pesach on the side? Who cares about the Pesach being on the side? Let the Shomer be there. If it's only for security, so the Shomer should be there, he should protect. No, apparently there's an idea that the Pesach should be on the side, because when it's on the side, then the B'nai Rosh Hashanah won't be able to look in. So that's why, that's where he saw Rashi interpreted that the key to Beis Shar is not just the Shomer, but the fact that the Pesach is on the side. That's where the Gemara saw that there's a Hezekriah issue. So the Gemara thought there's a Rai Hezekriah Shmei Hezek. Kamash Malon, Hezek of the Rabbim Shaini. Hezek of the Rabbim Shaini, even if you hold Hezekriah Lav Shmei Hezek, but Hezek of the Rabbim is gonna force you to build a Kosel. Right? Even the Mandamar Hezekriah Lav Shmei Hezek will admit that by Hezek of the Rabbim there is a Chiyuv. There is a chiyuv to build a kosel. With the yochid lo, the Gemara continues, what, by Hezekiah the yochid, there's no Hezekriah? Tashma, in cholken es ha-chotzer, at she'e ba-dal ha-ramas lazeh, ba-dal ha-ramas lazeh. Ha-yesh ba-kedeh lazeh, kedeh lazeh cholken. My love, the kosel. Right, the Brisa says, in cholken es ha-chotzer, we don't divide the chotzer unless they're dal ha-ramas lazeh, ba-dal ha-ramas lazeh, unless it's yesh ba-din chaluka. But if it's yesh ba-din chaluka, so then we're cholken. Not with a rotsum, with cholken stam, even without a rotsum. My lav bekosel. The stam we're talking about with the kosel of Dalet Amos. Kosel of Dalet Amos is for Hezekriah. So isn't this a Rai Hezekriah Shmei Hezek? Lo, the Mesivas Ba'alma. Maybe we're only talking about a Mesivas Ba'alma. We saw this already, right? This is the Gemara that Tosfos quoted. That if Yeshbat in Chalukah, so then if Yeshba din Chalukah, so then even without a Ratsu, they can force each other to build Tichbi Cholek B'Mesivas Ba'alma. But with a Ratsu, then they can force each other to build with a Kos. Tichbi Cholek with a Kos. Toshma, another Raya. HaChalonos Be'mel Amala Be'mel Matu Be'mel Kenegdan Dalet Amos. If you have Chalonos, windows, and they're opposite with the other person's, let's see Rashi, HaChalonos, Echad mibnei ashut v'nabona kosel b'chotze neged chalonosov shel chavera ben melamala, etc. Someone who builds, right? Someone who opens up. Someone who builds a kosel in the chotze connected the chalonos of his friend. So he has to make sure that he's not going to be able to look in. So ben melamala, ben melamata, ben mekenegda daladamas. There's a chi of harchoka of Dalet Amos from the chalonos. V'tani alam milamala kadesh lo yotzitz v'yira, milamatan kadesh lo yamod v'yira, mikenegdan kadesh lo yafe. So the kosel has to be 4 amas taller than the chalon, 4 amas below the chalon, and 4 amas away from the chalon. Taller and shorter than the chalon that we get, right? That's so that you won't be able to see into the chalon. And kenegdan kadesh lo yafil, so that he won't darken, he won't make it too dark in the home. The purpose of the window is to produce light, so he can't be too close to the window either if he builds that kosa. So frekta gemara, why should you have to build dalet amos away? Imakosa gavo yosim and achalon asurf albi alamala mehen dalet amos gemefash v'ozim. So why are we concerned? Why are we concerned that you have to make a dalet amos away? If hezek realash me hezek, what's the problem? Kadesh lo yafil, that I get, but why? Why should you have to make the wall 4 amas taller than the chalon or 4 amas below the chalon? Talk to Gemara. Hezeka debayis shayin. Hezeka debayis is different. Again, it's more chamer. Just like hezeka derabim is more chamer, hezeka debayis is more chamer as well. Rashi shadamosa beveso divrei etznaya. A person does divrei etznias from the bayis. So therefore, even if hezek realashmei hezek in general, but by bayis hezek realashmei hezek. Just like by hezeka derabim, we'll say that everyone agrees hezek realashmei hezek. So to hezeka debayis is the same. These are some of the rayas the Gemara brings. So it's clear from the Gemara that even lefila manda amar hezek lav shmei hezek, in certain circumstances we're going to be more machmir. Right? Even he admits that we're going to be machmir. What are the two classical cases? Hezek debayis, hezek derabim. What's pshat? So at first glance you'd say that the manda amar hezekriya lav shmei hezek holds that normally people are not machmir on hezekriya. But by Hezekah the Bayis, Hezekah the Rabbim, the people are makbid on Hezekriya. And therefore everyone admits that Hezekah the Rabbim and Hezekah the Bayis, the Hezekriya is significant enough, and that's why Shmei Hezek, and it's going to be mechayev to build a kosel. That would seemingly be the simple pshat. If the machlokas Hezekriya Shmei Hezek, or La Shmei Hezek is a machlokas where the people are normally makbid on Hezekriya, comes the Gemara and says, by Hezekah the Rabbim, Hezekah the Bayis, everyone admits that people are makbid, and therefore Hezekriya Shmei Hezek, and that's why you're going to be chayav to build a kosel. The problem is, from the Gemara itself, you get the impression that even the Manda Amar Hezekriya Lav Shmei Hezek admits that people are makbid on Hezekriya. They are makbid on Hezekriya. How do I know that even the Manda Amar Hezekriya Lav Shmei Hezek holds that people are makbid on Hezekriya? Let's see the next Gemara. Tashma di Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel Gaga Samach Lachatz Chaveru Osin Lomaika Gavua Dalet Ames. Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel says that if you have a gag Samach Lachatz Chaveru, he has to make a makke. He has to make a makke of Dalet Ames. The Bala Gag has to make a makke to protect the Bala Chotze from Hezekriya. Right, Rashi. When the Balagag goes out to his Gag, he's going to look at the Balachatz, he's going to see the Balachatz being Mishnamish Begago, and he'll be Mazakim, so therefore he has to make a Makah. Interesting that they call it a Makah of Dalet Amos. Call it a Kosel. Okay, calls it a Makah. So the Gemara says, isn't this a ride the Hezekriya Shmei Hezek? Hezekriya Shmei Hezek, because we're forcing him to build a Makah of Dalet Amos to protect from Hezekriya. Dr. Gemara, no. Shiny asim the amale balachotz le balagag le didi kviel li tashmishti le didach lo kviel lo tashmishta. I am always using my chotzer, but you're not always using the gag. I mean, the people always go onto their roofs. Every so often, they'll go onto their roof. The chotzer, they're always in the courtyard. They're spending time in the courtyard, and they're hanging laundry in the courtyard, and they're doing things in the courtyard. The gag is not used as much. This is a circumstance where the gag of one. Right, the gag of the house, you have a home with a door, right, and there's a gag. And somehow the chotzer of the other individual, the ground level of the chotzer, is at the same level as the gag, right? So one part is a chotzer, the other part is a gag, and they're adjoining each other. So the bala chotzer can tell the bala gag, I have kvios in my tashmish, and my tashmish, and I'm constantly using. But you're not kviel lach b'tashmishta v'lo yadana b'hayidna salika v'osis the itzdana minach. And I don't know when you're going to come out. I don't know when you're going to come out, so that I should be able to hide myself from you. So therefore, there's a chiyah for the balagag to build a kosel of dalet amos to protect from hezekriya of the balachotze. What does Rashi say? V'lo yadana b'hayina b'ka'asis l'hishtamesh b'gagach d'itztana minoch divrei etznei. I don't know when you're going to come out. I'm not going to be able to protect myself properly because I'll be doing divrei etzneis and I don't know when you're going to come out. So therefore, there's a problem. Aval chotzer achaluka zok Rashi l'tarvayu k'viya tashmishte l'chol echad b'chelko kol shah v'lo avdi b'mili d'itzino. But by Chotzer, since Tarvayu Kviya Tashmishtach, the Tashmishim of both Bnei Chotzer is Kavua, they're both using the Chotzer equally, a lot. So they're not going to do Divrei Hetznei B'Chotzer. By Gagan Chotzer, so then the Baal HaChotzer has a time. He can say, L'didi Kviya Tashmishti, I have my Tashmishim, I'm going to always be using my Chotzer, but you're not going to always be there. So I'm gonna do my divrei tznius because you're not really there most of the time. So I don't know when you're coming out to hide. But by the bnei achatzer, since they're always gonna be there, it's kfiyat tashmishta for both of them. They're not gonna do divrei tznius. What's clear from this Rashi? It sounds like, of course, they'd be makvid on each other if they would see the divrei tznius. If someone else would see me being osik and divrei tznius, of course I'd be makvid. It's not that Hezekriah, Lashmi Hezek, means that I'm not makbid on the Hezekriah of someone looking at my divrei tznius. Of course I'm makbid. It's just by shutvim bechotzer, what? They know to protect themselves. They know to be nizer. They know to be careful not to do divrei tznius in the chotzer. That's what the mandamer Hezekriah, Lashmi Hezek holds. It's not that he holds that people aren't makbid on Hezekiah. That's not true, because if that were true, then what's the taina of the Baal HaChotzer to the Baal HaGag? There's no taina. If you're not makbid, you're not makbid. The answer is he is makbid. And the problem is, in that circumstance, he doesn't know how to hide. Because he's kviyat tashmishto b'chotzer, because he's always going to be using his chotzer, and the Baal HaGag is not always going to be on his gag, so he's going to be osik in divrei tznius, and then he's not going to be able to protect himself when the Baal HaGag comes out. And he doesn't want to do that, right? He's sensitive to that. It's not that the Manda Amar Hezekiah, Lashmi Hezekiah, whole people are not sensitive to Hezekiah. They are. It's just normally, if Kfiya Tashmishte L'Tarvayu, if both of them equally use the Chatzar, so then they know to be Nizah. They know not to do Divrei Tznius. They'll do things that are not Divrei Tznius in the Chatzar, but they're not going to do Divrei Tznius in the Chatzar. So this is a new interpretation. Right? This is a new interpretation that the Manda Amar Hezekri Elashmi Hezek doesn't hold that people aren't makbid on Hezekri. Of course they're makbid on Hezekri. Everyone is misbayish. Everyone is embarrassed if someone else looks at them doing divrei tznius. It's called a Hezek. But the Manda Amar Hezekri Elashmi Hezek holds that people normally can be nizher not to do dvarim tznuim in the chotzer when someone else is there so that the other person is not going to see them. So what's Hezekiah the Bias, Hezekiah the Rabban, according to this? Hezekiah the Bias, the reason why the Mandam Hezekiah, Lashmi Hezek holds there you have to protect, is because Hezekiah the Bias is a place where they have to do Dvarim Tznuim. Right? If you're talking about a Bias, well, if he doesn't do Dvarim Tznuim in his Bias, so where's he going to do Dvarim Tznuim? Right? In the Chotzer, you can say that if there are Shutvim in the Chotzer, so he's not going to do Divrei Tznius in the Chatzah. Someone who owns his own Chatzah and he has walls around it, so he'll be able to do Divrei Tznius. If there are Shutvim in the Chatzah, he's not going to do Divrei Tznius in the Chatzah. He'll do the Divrei Tznius in the Bias, he won't do it in the Chatzah. But Hezekiah the Bias, if you have a Chalon, if you have a Chalon in the Bias, right, looking into the Bias, right, and you're going to build the wall, the other guy's going to build the wall in such a way that's not Dalet Amos away from the Chalon, he's going to be able to look into the Bias, so what's the person supposed to do? He can't do Divrei Tznius in his house. The Bias is a place where he has to do Divrei Tznius. So that's why it's going to be a significant hazard. That's what Rashi writes. Hezekiah the Bias Shani, Sha'adam Osa Beveso Divrei Hetznaya. At first glance, what's Rashi saying? Why should I change anything? So a person is doing Divrei Hetznaya the Bias. I thought the Manda Amar Hezekiah Lashmi Hezek holds that Hezekiah is not a problem. That you can look at someone doing Divrei Tznius and it's not a problem. The answer is no, it is a problem. People are makbid. It's just normally, the mandam has to be a lashmi as a cold that a person can protect himself. He can be nizah. Not to do divrei tznius when the other guy is there. But sometimes he can't protect himself, like by Gag and Chotzer. He can't protect himself because the Baal HaChotzer is going to be doing divrei tznius in his Chotzer all the time. And he doesn't know when the Baal HaGag is coming. But bias, he can't protect himself because the bias is a makom that's normal to do different things. He has to be able to do different things somewhere. So in the case of the bias, there's a problem. So even the Man Damar Hezekiah Lashmi has a good say that there's a chiyuv kosel. But kosel chotzer shenofal, also, if hurgel ulasos divrei tznius, so then he can't protect himself because he's so used to it that he's going to forget. That's the pshat in kosel chotzer shenofal. That's what Tosus was saying, perhaps. Right? That since they were hurgel ulasos divrei tznius, so now even the Man Damar Hezekiah Lashmi Hezek holds that there's a problem over here. Right? That because they're Hogel Lasos Divrei Tznius, they won't be Nizer. They won't be able to protect themselves. They won't be able to protect themselves properly. So that's why there's a Chiyuv Kosa. That's why there's a Chiyuv Kosa. And how about Hezekiah the Rabbin? How can we explain Hezekiah the Rabbin? That's not a difficult. Right? Hezekiah the Rabbin, what kind of a circumstance is that? That's a Hezekiah of where? Of where? It's the Bnei Rishis the Rabbin looking into the Chutzit. Right, so if you tell me that the Man Damar Hezekiah Lashmi Hezek holds that in a chotzer there's no hezekiah because people are just going to be careful, so be careful from the Bnei Rishis Rabbim too. Just like if it was a chotzer ashutiv, you'd be careful from yeshutiv in the chotzer, and there's no chiyuv to build a kosel. So why suddenly, when they're Bnei Rishis Rabbim, that changes everything? Just don't do divrei tznius in the chotzer because the Bnei Rishis Rabbim can look in. Why is there a chiyuv? Why is there a chiyuv on the Bnei HaChatzer to build a Beishar in the Delis? Why is there a chiyuv? Right, just like the Man Damar Hezekiah Lashmi Hezek holds, there's no chiyuv on Shutvin to build a coastal between the two of them. Why should there be a chiyuv on the Shutvin to build a Beishar in the Delis to protect from the Bnei Rishus HaRabim? It's a kasha. So I was thinking maybe the answer is that from Bnei Rishis HaRabim, people want to protect, not just from Divrei Tznius. They don't want Bnei Rishis HaRabim to look into their affairs b'chlal. You know, they don't want to have snoopers. Even things that are not Divrei Tznius. So that a person can't protect from. Right? He has to be able to use his chatzah somewhat. He doesn't want Bnei Rishis HaRabim looking into his chatzah. He doesn't want them looking into anything in the chatzah, even if he's not doing Divrei Tznius. So that's what the Gemara means. Hezekiah the Rabbim Shiny, he can't be nizer not to use his chatzah. Of course he's going to be going out into his chatzah. Even if he's not doing divrei tznius, he doesn't want Bnei Rishis HaRabim looking into the chatzah. So that kind of hezek is significant, and it's something that he can't be nizer from. So it's like a hezek of the bias. It's like a hezek of the bias. Just like hezek of the bias is significant because a person has to be able to do divrei tznius in his bias, so too hezek of the Rabbim is significant because maybe he doesn't want Bnei Rishis HaRabim to look into the chatzah b'chlal, not just to see divrei tznius that he's doing. Right? He doesn't care that his friend looks into his side of the chatzah. As long as he doesn't see him doing divrei tznius, that's okay. But people are sensitive. They don't want, you know, you're outside in your home, right? In full view of the neighbors. But people are driving down the block and like they stop the car and they're watching you. You know, people don't like that. This is like a private road. You know, we have neighbors. Yeah, I'm fine with my neighbors, but to have everyone stop and look at me, that I'm more sensitive to. So maybe that's the pshat. Hezekiah the Rabbin is even a more expansive type of hezek. It's not just for divrei tznius, but rather for any kind of tashmishim. And a person is sensitive to that. So even the Man Damar Hezek Rielashmei Hezek will say that's mechayev to participate in the binyan of the Beis Shara and the Delis because a person wants to protect himself from that kind of hezek. So basically, what comes out of the sugya is a new understanding of the Man Da'amar Hezekiah Lashmei Hezek. It's not that the Man Da'amar Hezekiah Lashmei Hezek holds that people aren't makbid on hezekiah. No, they are makbid. The haraya from Gag and Chotzer. It's just that normally in the Chotzer, the person can protect from the hezekiah. But where he's not going to be able to protect, like by Gag and Chotzer, or by Kosel Chotzer Shenofel, or by Hezekiah the Bais, or even Hezekiah the Rabbim, so in these circumstances, since he's not going to be able to protect, and he is sensitive to people looking at his divrei tznius, or maybe by Hezekiah the Rabbim, things that are more than divrei tznius, right? He's sensitive. So therefore, that's a mechayev to participate in the building of a kosel, or a beishar, or a delis, to protect from the Hezekriya. The question is then, now that we understand the Mandama Hezekriya Lashmi Hezek, so how do we extrapolate to the Mandama Hezekriya Shmei Hezek? What are they disagreeing about? If we just explain simply that they're arguing about whether people are Makban and Hezekriya or not, so then the Machlokas is simple. But once you reinterpret the Mandama Hezekriya Lashmi Hezek as saying that, of course, everyone is Makbid, that people don't see Divrei Tznius that I'm doing. It's just that the Mandama Hezekriya Lashmi Hezek holds that people can be Nizar. So then, what's the Manda Amar Hezekriya Shmei Hezek going to hold? What does it mean, Hezekriya Shmei Hezek? We keep on talking about this. You see, we've used this term for the last month. What does it really mean? Let's get down to the nitty gritty of what that really, really means. So, of course, the simple answer could be that the Machlokas, whether Shmei Hezek, Lav Shmei Hezek, is whether a person can protect himself from doing Divrei Tznius in the Chatzin. The Manda Amar Hezekriya Lav Shmei Hezek holds that a person can protect himself. He won't do Divrei Tznius in the Chatzim. If it's a Chatzir HaShofim, then he just won't do Divrei Tznius. And the Manda Amar Hezekriya Shmei Hezek is concerned that he'll forget, that he won't be able to protect himself properly, that he'll do Divrei Tznius in the Chatzim. And if he does Divrei Tznius in the Chatzim, what's going to happen? The Hezekriya of the other guy is going to be Mazikim. Because everyone holds people are Makbid on the Hezekriya. The question is whether you can protect yourself. So the Manda Amar Hezekriya Shmei Hezek says, you're not going to be able to protect yourself properly. So because you're not going to be able to protect yourself properly, we're afraid of the nizke haguf, right? Of the damage that the re'iyah is going to cause. The re'iyah is going to cause you a damage. Re'iyah of the other person is going to damage you because there'll be busha, there'll be tsar, that you'll be embarrassed, you'll be upset that he's watching the great sneers that you're doing. That's one way to look at it. The problem with that approach, even though it's definitely an option, the problem is, it seems then that the machlokas Hezekriya Shmei Hezek, Hezekriya Lav Shmei Hezek is really a machlokas mitzias. Can people protect themselves, or can they not protect themselves? Right? I mean, that's what it sounds like. Right? That the Manda Amar Lav Shmei Hezek holds that you can't protect yourself, and the other one says, the Manda Amar Lashmi Hezek says that you can't protect yourself, and the Manda Amar Shmei Hezek says that you can't protect yourself because you're going to do some Divrei Tznius. It sounds like it's a Machlokas Metzius. That really mistaber. So there's another approach. What you could say is that the Manda Amar Hezek Shmei Hezek admits that you could protect yourself from doing Divrei Tznius in the Chatz. Both the Manda Amar Hezekriya Lav Shmei Hezek and the Manda Amar Hezekriya Shmei Hezek admit that people are makbid on Hezekriya. They're makbid if people see the great sneers that they're doing in the Chatzim. And both of them admit that you can protect yourself in most circumstances from that type of Hezek. Except by Hezekah the Bayis and Hezekah the Rabbim, etc. Gak the Chatz, etc. Right? So they're both agreeing about these two points. They're both agreeing people taka would be makbid on Hezekriya if it occurs. But you can protect yourself from Hezekriya and the Chatzim. So why does the Mandama Hezekriya Shmei Hezek say that there's a Mechayev to build a Kosa? The answer is because the Mandama Hezekriya Shmei Hezek might say that the fact that I'm able to protect myself from doing Divrei Tznius and the Chatzim is not enough to say that I'm not Nizok from the other person's Hezekriya. You see, Hezekriya might not just be that the Re'iyah itself is causing me busha, it's causing me tsar, that I'm nizok from him looking at me. What could I be nizok from? What might the nezek of Hezekriya be? Yes.
You can't use your chatzar.
You can't use your chatzar, exactly. You can't use your chatzar. The nezek might not be a nezek haguf. It might be a hezek moment. I'm losing the usage of my mammon. I have property that I want to be able to use. If I'm not able to use my property, maybe that's the nezek that demands the binyan arkosa. It's not that it's your hezek, the fact that you're looking at me, you're causing me tzar, causing me busha, this an active nezek haguf on me, that I personally feel nizok from you. That's not what the Mandama Hezekriya Shmei Hezek is saying. Perhaps. Maybe he agrees. Of course people are makbid on Hezekriya, but he agrees to the Mandama Hezekriya Lav Shmei Hezek. He says, of course, you can protect. You don't have to do Divrei Tznius in the Chatzer. If you don't do Divrei Tznius in the Chatzer, then you're not going to be nizok begufcha. It's not really a nezek. Oh, but it's Hezek Mamon. But there will be a hezek moment because you're not going to get the full usage of your property. Maybe that's the chiddush of the mandam hezek riyah shmei hezek, that if I'm not able to get the full usage of my property because of your riyah, then that's called a hezek for me. And that could be mechayev building a kosel to protect from that nezek, to protect from that nezek. The Stipler and a group of Achronim want to suggest that this is the pshat in Hezek v'Yeshme Hezek. And they point out that this seems to be what the Sma writes in Shulchan Aruch. I'm not sure if you got to the Sma, but if you have the packet, we can look on together. It's really a very short piece in the Sma, but it's a beautiful idea. Beautiful piece in the Sma. We'll look at the Sma together, and then look at the other Rishonim and see how the Rishonim play out in this discussion. I don't even have the Sma with me. Okay, does someone have the extra packet that I added? You have to bring it. The Shulchan Aruch? Yeah, do you have the Shulchan Aruch? No, you have the Shulchan Aruch. I'm sorry? No, but there was an extra... There were extra makaris that we sent out, Woody, right? We sent in makaris? Okay. Well, if no one has it, then there's no point in reading it. I want you to see the Lashon. The Lashon of the Sma is mamish unbelievable. The Sma mamish says this. Does anyone have it?
Yeah.
You have it on your phones. Okay, we're gonna be looking at, we're gonna be joining together on the phone. Does everyone have a phone? Can you look at your phones for a moment? This is really a beautiful smile. I want to show it. Okay, don't worry. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch in Simin Shin Ayin Ches Sif Hey writes like this: Afilu b'ri'i aso im yesh bo hezek lechavero aser lehistakel bo. If I'm causing a hezek to my friend with my re'iya, it's also to look at him. Lefika, also la adam lamad al techaver b'shah she'omedes b'kamoser. It's also to look at the friend's field when it has kamos, right? Ayin ra, right? Ayin ra is a hezek. So you're not allowed to look at the produce of your friend, at the grain, at the vegetables, at the fruits, etc. Writes the Sma, it's a cotton dalit. Hodakos vatur vahamachaber hezekriyaze belashonam, lo nokto belashonam, hani hezekriya, the simen kufnun dalit. He says, why does the Shulchan Aruch use a lashon of hezekriya legabe ayin ra, legabe looking at the comma, and it doesn't use hezekriya legabe what? Legabe the chotzer. So he says Kufnun Dalit, but I gave you Kufnun Zayin, because Kufnun Zayin is our Mishnah. Right? Kufnun Dalit is also talking about Chalon, other cases. But look at Kufnun Zayin. Chotzer ashutvim sheyesh badin chaluka o shechalku abirtzonam avabi sheyim badin chaluka yesh lecholecham yam lochef es chaver o livnos hakosel v'emsa kedei shelo yireo chaver b'sho shemishtamish b'chalko. The Shulchan Aruch says that there's a chiyuv to build a kosel in the chotzer, but he doesn't say to prevent hezekri. He doesn't use the lashon of hezek. So, fractus ma, why when it comes to looking at the produce of my friend, right, the produce of the other individual, there the Shulchan Aruch says he can't be mazik a person with the re'iyah. He doesn't mention anything about being mazik the shutuf. He says you're not supposed to look at the shutuf. He can't look at you. There's a chiyuv to build the kosel so that he won't see the friend when he's using the field, when he's using his chotzer. Why the difference in the lashon, he asks? Why the difference in a lashon? Zok the smile like this. Listen up. Mishum desham hari'iya mitzad atzma ein osa bohen hezek. Because when it comes to chatzar ashutvim, the re'iya itself is not doing the hezek. Ela shogoremes hezek. Kegon shechavero lo yase iskov b'chatzar mikoach sheboshem imeno o sheyore sheyavolo hezek hasog hasgvul o sharin yonim kiyotze ba'elu. There, the hezek by shutvim is not the hezek machmas the re'iya itself. It's not the hezek of the re'iya. It's the hezek that comes because he's not going to be able to use his property because of the chashash of the re'iya. Masha'en king saw the bekamoseh the re'iya mitzad atzma shaletes ba ayin ra is all about the re'iya doing the damage. The ayin is roa and there's a kina and that creates a kitchug in shemayim as we describe. The ayin ra itself is doing the damage. The re'iyah itself is doing damage. That's a nezek from the re'iyah itself. The hari'iyah mitzar atma shaladesba v'goremes hezek. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch, when it comes to the Kama Shel Chavero, looking at the Kama Shel Chavero, there the Shulchan Aruch uses a Lashon of Hezek Ria. But by Chatzar, it doesn't use a Lashon Hezek Ria. Because by Chatzar, it's not really Hezek Ria. It's not really Hezek Ria. The Gemara keeps on saying, Hezek Ria, Hezek Ria. No, the Hezek Ria is going to cause a Nezek because I'm not going to be able to use my property. Because of the potential of Hezek Ria, because of the potential that someone's going to look at my Divrei Tznius, of course I'm going to protect myself. But that protection, Lamanda Amar Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, that protection is not going to remove all of the Nezek from me. Maybe it will remove the Nezek HaGuf from me. I'm not going to be damaged because he's not going to see anything. I'm not going to have any Tzar. I'm not going to have any Busha. But I'm not going to be able to use my property completely. There's a Nezek Mamon that I'm going to incur. So Lamanda Amar Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek says there's a Chiyah to build a Kosel. Not to prevent the nezek haguf. That's not going to happen. Everyone admits that you can protect yourself from that nezek. But the man damer hezek riyah shmei hezek says there's a chiyah to build a kosel to protect me from the nezek mama that I'm going to lose out in the usage of my property because I'm going to be busy protecting myself. And it's that nezek of mamon that entitles me to demand a kosel. The man damer hezek riyah lashmei hezek says that hezek is not significant enough to demand the kosel. But the man damer hezek riyah shmei hezek says it's not the nezek aguf that's going to entitle me to demand the kosel. It's the nezek mamon that I'm not going to be able to use my property completely. Daniel.
Just to be clear, it's a nezek mamon on the possible nezek aguf that will come if you step
out of the kosel. Yeah, you could say it like that. But it's the nezek mamon that I'm not able to use my property. Just like we talk about a nezek mamon if someone damages my property. So here, in a sense, the potential for hezek riyah, the potential for your riyah of my divrei tznius is going to cause a nezek to my mama because now I can't use the money properly. It's like you're taking the money and locking it up somewhere. Right. So because I can't use it, that's a nezek that entitles me to
that. It's only accessible with getting damaged.
Right. That's not called, according to Mandam Mahazak Riyash Mahazak, that's not called being accessible.
Okay.
That's not called being accessible. Yes.
We suggest based on the Lashon of the Sma that Hezek Riyash Mahazak is really holding that we're done Din Hezek Armi.
Not necessarily. Because we have to understand what exactly is the chiyuv to build a kosel. What is the chiyuv? Do you hear what I'm done?
Yeah.
What is the chiyuv to build a kosel? Is it directly because of the nezek? Is it directly because of the nezek? Or is it
shutus?
Stay tuned. The clock tickets. Now, so look at the Rishon. Now that we've done the Sma, look at the Rishon, look at the Rimagash, look at the Ravon, look at the Rishonim. We'll see what they say. Look back at the Ramban. Look at all the Lashonis of the Rishonim. Okay, we're going to try to work out what the Rishonim actually hold in this. Then we're going to come full circle, and I'll show you how the different approaches to this Machlokas are going to relate to the two approaches we had earlier. What the real chiv of building the kosel is about. Is it really harchakas mezakin, or is it just as kuzer shufim? And everything is going to come together in its a shem tonight.